The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it comes. But is America ready for it? More after this from Charlie. There's some serious planning going on for two high-speed rail projects in the U.S. One's in Texas, where developers promise a rail link between Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston in the next 6 years. It'll reach speeds of over 200 miles an hour. Richard Lawless is with the Texas Central Railway.
Once the system is up and operating, people will appreciate its efficiency, its safety, and its dependability.
And in California, there are plans for a similar link between San Francisco and Los Angeles. Dan Richard is chairman of the California High-Speed Rail Authority.
Here in California, we have three of the five busiest Amtrak routes already.
But of course, there are doubters. They include Republican Jeff Denham of California's 10th Congressional District, which sits directly in the path of the proposed high-speed train. He thinks spending $68 billion on high-speed rail is a waste of money.
There aren't ridership numbers to be able to balance the project. And there aren't private investors that are willing to invest in it, because there will not be profit if you don't have ridership.
In Texas, the rail line does have the backing of private investors, but that doesn't make it any easier. The route would have to cross a lot of private land, including Rhonda Page Jordan's cattle ranch, which has been in the family for 130 years.
It's not feasible, it's not reasonable, and it's not necessary.
But there is also another, deeper objection, that these futuristic projects would link big cities at the expense of the rural communities in between.
Anyone in the United States, or perhaps the world, looks at the state of Texas and they see cows, cowboy boots, horses, and people that farm and ranch. If they were to try to take Texas Central Railway right through this property, they're going to destroy that very thing that makes Texas the great state it is.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.